Wave Radio.
We are back, and hashtag thankful. It is turkey season. I'm John David, your host, along with Hannah, and we have two very special guests today. Thank you to John Lim and Sharon Oping for coming on our podcast.
Hey, yay. Thank you.
Thanks for letting us talk.
Yeah, we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving and some Thanksgiving traditions, cultural stuff. Most of us are from here in America, landlocked America, where we all kind of have the same idea or similar ideas of what Thanksgiving is and what it means. But we want to get some unique perspectives. So, guys, what does Thanksgiving look like for you back home?
You want to go first?
You go first.
Also, let's.
Why don't you guys tell us where you're from first?
I'm Sharon Aping. I'm from American Samoa. And if you don't know where that is, it's a 5-hour flight south of Hawaii. It's a U.S. territory.
And I am John Lim. I am from Singapore, which is this tiny dot of an island nation. It's not in China. It's about 3 hours south of the southernmost part of China.
Okay, so now that we know that, now tell us what Thanksgiving looks like.
He's just so excited to hear about what everyone's thankful about.
Well, because Singapore is, we're quite westernized, but we don't have this concept of Thanksgiving. Actually, correct that. We have something similar where we celebrate family, where we celebrate gratitude, where we show appreciation for those around us. And we call that, at least in my culture, my ethnicity, we call it Chinese New Year. And that's when we do all the things that I think you guys do at Thanksgiving. We go around and we visit family. We eat a lot of food. We just celebrate being together.
Yeah. What about you, Sharon?
Thanksgiving for us back home is just another reason to come together and eat more food.
Yeah.
So you guys say Thanksgiving. You celebrate Thanksgiving as a holiday.
And we have school off and everything. It's just the same.
Gotcha.
Oh, school off. I'm thinking of my next question.
Come on, get together.
Right.
Okay, we come together. I think we have turkey, stuffing, and all of that. But I think it's different in the way of the different types of food that we
That's
enjoy.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so
at least we have food in common.
True. Good food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was my next question. I was going to ask about the food, and you said we have school off, and just my first thought was that was like an animal or like something. like a dish, like school off. And I was like, I've never had school off. Like, what's it taste like?
Like a chili off?
But yeah,
it
tastes like. You said you have turkey and like kind of like your normal, traditional, like American Thanksgiving.
That's the only American thing is the turkey and stuffing.
Yeah, I'm interested.
You call it dressing here in the South?
Dressing, stuffing, I don't know.
I don't really eat it.
I don't either.
It's pretty good.
We're like failing at the whole Southern thing. It's fine.
Do you like sweet tea?
No.
I don't either. I didn't say that. Do you do turkey in Singapore? Or?
Do you do turkey in Singapore?
Turkey is almost never eaten in Singapore.
Yeah.
If we're talking about like Chinese New Year, we're just eating traditional Chinese food.
Right.
And it's not, the thing that makes Chinese New Year so special in terms of food is not the main dish. It's more of the little tidbits and snacks that you have in between. And it's not, it's stuff that's more like pastries, pineapple tarts, anything that maximizes the amount of calories in a given
unit. That's awesome.
So I'm assuming that you guys had some sort of concept of Thanksgiving in America before you came over. And we're just curious, how did your perception of what Thanksgiving was line up to what it actually is experiencing it here in America? Or have you really experienced the Thanksgiving holiday here?
I think I have quite a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what I could experience,
what
the potential, you know. But it has, I think, I didn't realize how big of a thing it was here until I was a part of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, we get to be with the family and eat. But that's like a very normal thing back home. Like whenever someone's gathered together, there's always like a huge feast that comes with it. And so Thanksgiving is just like another thing that, you know, we get to celebrate together with family.
Well, when Singaporeans hear about American Thanksgiving, partly because we don't eat turkey, the image of a turkey comes to mind. Mm. And we think, so
true.
People eat this strange meat of a bird,
yeah.
and then we think of Black Friday.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that as well.
Yeah.
What are y'all's perceptions on that?
Because, I don't know, Black Friday is the thing that affects us. We don't have the celebration of Thanksgiving, but we decided that, hey, sale and
yes.
stuff and buying. Let's do that.
Do you guys have Black Friday?
Oh, yeah. in fact, we have basically a Black Friday every single month now.
Wow.
So
wow.
I guess we just really like that part of the Thanksgiving season, even
yeah.
if that's not like Thanksgiving.
That is an interesting point. John and I studied abroad last fall.
Did you study abroad?
I did.
I can't
yeah,
remember.
I've never mentioned it.
Oh, yeah,
but
we went together.
We went to Greece and Italy, but we were in Italy during and around Thanksgiving, and I remember seeing billboards that in English said Black Friday, and I just thought that was very interesting that they're not really celebrating Thanksgiving, but they got in on the Black Friday holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of a unique thing. To me, it kind of takes away from the whole idea
yeah.
of being thankful for what you have.
You're not a Black Friday fan?
I'm not. I would rather personally pay more money for something than to get, like, trampled in a store to get, like, a
See,
sale.
That's the thing,
mm-hmm.
though. There's not trampling.
There is trampling. Every year, somebody gets trampled.
Listen, you just have to do it right. I promise.
Stay here in Cersei this Thanksgiving and go to Walmart on Black Friday. It's insane.
Boy.
Walmart?
Yes. No, I'm not kidding. Because everybody from, like, the surrounding, like, 30 miles will come and pack Walmart, and they bring out these pallets and just, like, cut them open and just, like, let them loose, and people just, like, grab things, and, like, you'll have, like, families that go, and they stake out a cart in, like, the underwear section, and then, like, send, like, all members of their family to go get stuff, and, like, bring it back to the cart, and then they, like, check out, and they're done. It's insane.
Have you ever been?
I've only heard the stories. I've not even ventured out. That's how crazy it is.
I am a big advocate for
okay.
Black Friday.
Well, maybe if you have more than one, like, superstore, it's not so bad.
Yes, we do. And I think it's really funny also that you call Walmart a superstore.
It's literally called Walmart Supercenter. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This is
mm-hmm.
the sissy boy talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's practically the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Don't burst my bubble. Yeah. Not in front of a live audience.
Don't make fun of the whole Cersei thing right now. I'll wait till after.
So I find that to be a little strange in my view, because it's like being thankful for what we have, but then let's go buy everything. What is a tradition that you guys have, like an American tradition about Thanksgiving, that you guys have found kind of odd, unique?
I guess the first thought that comes to mind is the quantity of food.
Yeah.
So back home, if we ever celebrate, Sharon, and you mentioned just any kind of family gathering, there is a lot of food.
Right.
But we never plan to feed 2 to 3 times the amount of people that we actually invite to our house. And the one Thanksgiving that I've been in America for, there were maybe 10 people in the house, maybe 12. And there was enough food that could have fed 30.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, were y'all planning this?
Yeah.
We're gonna eat Thanksgiving food 3 days in a row for
yeah.
3 meals and
yeah.
snacks in between. So,
have y'all's Thanksgiving
okay.
experiences been kind of like in a house with like a smaller number of people? Or have y'all done like the large gatherings?
We invite all our relatives
okay.
to our house.
Yeah.
And our house is packed, and it kind of sometimes dread it because I'm like, oh man, our house is gonna be so full.
Yeah.
And I have to clean afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
We have, like, the whole extended family. Like, people I don't even know. 30 people. 40 people. It's insane.
Yeah. That's how Georgia does it.
Yeah. Well, that's how South Carolina does it.
Oh.
It's wild. Also, we travel a lot on Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Is that what you think of me?
Yeah, Georgia, you can yeehaw. I can say that because I'm from Arkansas.
No, I'm offended.
Just
kidding.
Yeah, I've had experiences with kind of both, like the small number and the large number of people and in between. But every time we go to my aunt's house, she seems to cook for like a small army. And it's like the rest of the week, like that while we're there, it's just like we're eating turkey and stuffing and all the stuff. But I could eat rolls all day long. I could eat rolls for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and be fine.
I agree.
Sister Schubert rolls. crescent rolls are my favorite. I could eat a whole, like a whole tin of crescent rolls in one sitting.
Are we going to go a tangent on about bread?
I love bread. Italy. Too. Go to Italy. They have bread.
I don't know what a roll is.
There's a rift right now between me and John. It's a physical rift that just opened up in the space-time continuum. It's like
you know what a biscuit is?
A little piece of bread that you cook.
Man, who knew this would be so difficult to explain?
I'll bake you some rolls sometime, John.
Well, you know, like a loaf of bread? It's just that, but smaller.
Like a little, and like you usually dip it in honey.
Like a baguette.
Not everyone dips it in honey.
If you're smart, you dip it in honey. People put butter on it, nice and hot. Yeah.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to like a restaurant here and they serve you bread?
Yeah, kind of like
those are called rolls.
Yeah. Oh.
Usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is just an experience we need to have. John, you've had some, I feel like you've had some good, like, milestone experiences at Harding. You had your first snow here, right? You
experienced your first snow. Oh, yeah.
Have you experienced snow yet, Sharon?
Yes.
Okay. Was it your first snow?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
I think I would count that as first snow because I've been in Montana where there were glaciers.
Yeah.
And, like, not physically, like,
okay.
Snowy.
But it doesn't snow on the island, right?
No.
I didn't think so. I was like, that would be crazy.
Also, John, are we talking, like, a few snowflakes or, like, covered ground snow? Those are very different.
My freshman year, I woke up to a, like, it was a snow day, but it was maybe 1 inch of snow that day. So that was the first time I was impressed by that because that's the most snow I had ever seen at that point. And then
have you ever like played in the snow though?
And
it's like a whole new experience.
And then I went to Michigan over spring break.
Oh,
and,
okay, you got snow then.
and it was 5 feet high when we got there, and then when we got to the house that we were staying, they said, "Oh, that's been there for 3 months and it hasn't snowed since."
Oh man,
and we thought. Welcome to Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced that snow yet.
Yeah, John's usually wearing a parka when it's like 60 degrees, so I just can't imagine you in Michigan, man.
This is the truth.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
I'm glad I've survived, too.
Yeah, we all are.
What do you two do for Thanksgiving while you're here at school?
Well, I have, there's a missionary couple that lives in Dallas now, and they come through Singapore when they do missions in Asia. So now that they're back here, they always host the Singaporean kids studying at various U.S. universities. So there's a couple from Pepperdine, someone from UPenn, and then there's me. And so every Thanksgiving, we kind of come together, and that's...
Oh, that's so
cool. I was going to say, I don't have a funny story about it, but it's just kind of a heartwarming experience where I get together with people from my home country, I get to hear the language that we speak, I get to hear it in the weird accent and the butchered grammar that we use. And it's just really nice to get back together with them.
That's awesome. What about you, Sharon?
I have family friends that I grew up with back home. They're originally from Arkansas, from Harrison, mm-hmm. Arkansas. So I go up there and spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with them.
Fun. So what do you do for Thanksgiving?
We usually go to the grandparents' house and have all the relatives and eat Southern food that I've never got to enjoy for the past probably 18 years.
You know what rolls are though, right?
Yes, but it's not common in our like daily meal.
Wow, we need to fix this. We need to have a roll export. We need to export the rolls.
I do enjoy it though, so.
Yeah.
What does Thanksgiving Day look like for you?
Rolls.
I know.
It's
just
a matter of rolling. It's just
the whole day. It depends on where we go. Sometimes my family will go to like visit our like family in Texas. Sometimes we'll go to like friends and near here in Arkansas. I don't normally do the whole like sweater thing. Like
what?
I don't, you know how like sometimes
what's
you see
a sweater thing?
I don't know.
Like you like are all sitting around the table and you're wearing like a nice like sweater and you're all dressed up and you're eating. I don't do that. I like look normal and we're just like hanging out. So like my idea of Thanksgiving, maybe like your ideal like Hallmark movie Thanksgiving, is not necessarily been my experience, but I don't know if that's what I would actually want. I like a laid back, like, you know, we eat,
casual,
maybe watch some football, but I also don't like to sit around the whole time, so do something else as well. But whenever we do go visit my family in Texas, and this was more of a thing when I was a kid, they had this like open field. I just traveled back to when I was 13 years old. They had this open field. And we would ride, like, go-karts. This is where my motorcycle thing came in. It was subconscious. We would ride go-karts and, like, four-wheelers around. And it was the coolest thing ever. And my cousin had a PlayStation, and I did not. So, like, all the fun stuff. Trampoline, all, like... And he was, like, 2 or 3 years older than me. He was, like, the coolest person ever. But one time, I actually flipped a four-wheeler. Very kind of scary experience. But I survived, and I made it out okay. But... that's where I let, you know, my wild side loose was when we went down to Texas. That happens in Texas days.
So four-wheelers means wild side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I prefer a go-kart.
Everything fun happens on it. Exactly. A four-wheeler, for sure.
Is that what they do in Georgia, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, four-wheelers galore. My favorite thing about Thanksgiving is probably, like, the family football game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we do that. We partake in that tradition.
UQB?
Oh, no.
Nose guard?
Okay, I don't know all the positions. Yeah. I just, you know. Yeah.
That's me. I'm the water boy. Oh, pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the best. I should have said that first. Pumpkin pie is probably over rolls, in my opinion.
Oh, we're back talking about food, or are we still in football?
Food. We apparently switched.
Oh, I just thought pumpkin pie and football don't always go together, so.
Yeah, he's
For
just.
Me, they do.
Okay.
He goes and watches some football and then eats his pumpkin pie at the same time.
Exactly. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I've just been, because in Singapore, football isn't a thing. Football, at least in the way that Americans use it, is this American football thing.
Yeah.
And I've just always been curious, one, why is football so big on Thanksgiving Day? And two, those poor people playing on Thanksgiving Day don't get to spend it with their family? Question
yeah.
mark.
They do it Christmas. And Christmas
they,
Eve,
they
too.
Play on, yeah, they play on Christmas, and they play on New Year's. They don't really get to spend a lot of holidays. But I feel like most of them will spend it, like, a few days before or after with their family. Which may not be quite the same, but the feeling's still there. Why is it so big? I don't know.
Because it's America.
It's just a thing. It's just a thing everyone does. Like, it's just whenever you... we grow up in this Western sort of, like, idealist sort of thing. Everyone has this, like, picture of what Christmas and what Thanksgiving and what New Year's is supposed to look like, what your Super Bowl party is supposed to look like. And so everyone just kind of does it, you know? It's like your American hero story.
Yeah.
You're fulfilling your destiny by watching football on Thanksgiving.
And it's fun.
It is fun. I like to watch football, but, like, casually. I don't get too into it. I'm not as American as I could be.
It's
I'm not as
so
yeehaw
weird.
As
it's so not yeehaw.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite dish on Thanksgiving? Like, the thing that has to be there, you can't have Thanksgiving without that food.
Are you talking about the Southern version?
Both.
I refrained from making a dad joke just now.
Oh,
I
my gosh. Because you only allow yourself one,
right?
I'd say a southern, I don't know if it's a southern, chicken salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It has, like,
that.
Grape celery and all
yeah,
those.
Yeah, okay.
And I
that's
love
kind of,
that chicken salad.
Yeah, that's beefed up chicken salad.
Mine the normally
chicken
salad?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. My chicken salad normally just has chicken and salad. No, it just has, like not grapes and all that stuff in it, but that sounds pretty good.
I'm almost having trouble remembering what I ate over Thanksgiving. I mean, I enjoyed the apple cider. It's not really a food, but...
See, I'm not a huge fan of apple cider.
Yeah.
Mine's just, like, everything Southern. Apple pie, biscuits, gravy. Mm. Everything bad for
you.
Are
you a fan of pies, John?
I haven't eaten it enough to become a fan.
Oh, John.
So.
I have to introduce you to pie.
Okay, I'm like that too. Just the ratio of pies, like the crust to filling ratio, it has to be 1-to-1.
Yeah.
For me.
It depends on the pies.
That's true.
Okay,
true.
Only
true.
Pie fan here, but.
No, I like pecan pie.
Oh, pecan pie.
Yeah.
That's some good
peanut
stuff.
Butter pie. Have you had that? That's a pretty good one. Put it on the list.
Okay, so next up, we're going to do a little this or that game, and then you have to say kind of like, say why you think that's the best. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Am I participating in this?
Yes, you're participating as well. Okay. Fried turkey versus smoked turkey.
Fried.
I've never had fried turkey.
I've never had fried turkey. That sounds...
delicious?
Interessante.
What?
Oh! I know. So
I'm
fancy
go, yeah, I'm
with
smoked.
Your Italian.
Smoked turkey sounds really good right now.
I go with smoked as well.
Yeah, it's 5:30 p.m. right now. I'm very hungry for dinner, so I'm going to go with smoked. I don't want to try anything crazy right now.
Well, you are about to get even more hungry. So
have you smelled like deep fried turkey?
I know, I haven't.
That's the only one I've had, and when the family that I was with, they had this huge pot, and they just dipped this
huge
humongous turkey inside, and the aroma filled the house for days, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I think I might be converted to smoked turkey now. Yeah. I mean, to
fried
turkey.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to go with the fried. I've never had it. I just want to try it.
Challenger. I'm going to be the challenger.
Okay. Okay, watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or watching a football game?
Football.
Macy's, but I prefer to not watch any.
Yeah. I just feel like the Macy's Parade is very drawn out, and there's a lot of commercial breaks, and I hate commercials. Even though I used to be an advertising major.
I was going
to
say.
I just knew it wasn't going to be a perfect fit.
How about Super Bowl commercials?
Those
are usually interesting.
Yes, but also, like, you have to suffer through some pretty bad ones to get a good one. So I would rather watch, like, a recap later.
I usually prefer whatever's on TV based on how good it functions as background music ambient sound.
Yes, yes.
So I don't know. I guess the Thanksgiving stuff is, you know, people are happy and cheering, and whereas football, it's like talking about things I have no idea what they're talking about.
Pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Pumpkin.
No.
Pumpkin.
I go for none.
I
go for crust. Just give me crust.
Hey, I'm with you there.
Oh my gosh, apple pie all the way.
I'm really not a big apple pie fan, Hannah.
Oh, no.
Don't push me out of the chair. It's just like, I don't know if it's a warm fruit sort of thing. I had this the other day. I was eating pancakes in the calf, and they had like, I was eating a crazy tasty quesadilla, and they had...
Crazy tasty quesadilla.
Exactly, yeah. And it had strawberries and like Nutella in it. It was like warm strawberries. I was really not about it. So I think it might be a warm fruit thing. That's why I don't like apple. And it's like a texture.
Is it pumpkin... never mind,
but
I'm not going to
like
say that on the podcast.
It's
the chunks.
It's like pumpkin is like, it's a nice texture.
No,
it's
it
cold.
Tastes like baby food.
Don't say that.
It does.
I just have it to be baby food.
It's really like eating little soggy apples.
Why
is that not baby food?
I like apple pie without the apple chunks, just the gooey and the crust.
Yeah.
Ooh, just give me that.
I'd
eat that.
All right, well, I'm going to be the apple pie person over here.
You're from Georgia. Don't you like peaches? Like peach pie, peach cobbler?
Peach cobbler.
Yeah.
But pies, apple pie.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Okay, Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and you have to pick one.
Cyber Monday.
I love Black Friday because of the experience.
See, we don't have Black Friday back home.
Oh.
You're lucky.
You can participate online.
Yeah.
Everything takes like a month to ship over.
Yeah.
So it might as well not participate at all.
For me, it's not even about actually like buying things. It's
just about
the
spending money.
No.
The thrill, the rush.
It's just the being out all night with people and walking from store to store and hanging out and
walking
you're cold
or running.
And it's just I don't do any of that. I usually go to like outlet malls. They still have really good discounts, but no one's like storming the place. Mm-hmm. That is the key to Black Friday. I'm sharing my advice for everyone. Cook or clean?
Clean, because I can't cook for nuts.
Clean. Because normally there's like just a gabble of women in the kitchen. And normally you would think that's where I thrive. But they're all very like multitasking, like boiling water, things going everywhere. And I just get kind of overwhelmed. And I feel very in the way. Mm-hmm. I take up a large, massive area. So I just get out of the kitchen. And then afterwards, I'll clean up the plates.
I say cook because I'll be too stuffed to clean afterwards.
Okay, that's fine.
Cook all the way.
Yeah.
Because I love to cook. And then also, I would thrive in that environment.
Yeah.
Okay. White gravy or brown gravy?
White. Wait, on the turkey?
I don't care. Sure.
No gravy.
No gravy.
Well, maybe a little. But ketchup. That's my answer.
You.
High category, ketchup on your turkey.
Oh, my gosh,
don't look at me.
Stop talking.
White meat.
Stop talking.
White turkey. Just a little
stop
ketchup.
Talking. No. No.
I say brown gravy.
Yeah.
Okay. Food mixed together or food separate?
Separate.
And I eat it like separately too. Like I start with one,
yes,
I finish.
Yes, me too.
And do another, I finish. I don't do like one bite of each.
Oh, I do that. I like the combination.
Where, like,
is it a female thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think it's less of a picky thing.
The word is selective. Okay. You wouldn't put unleaded in a Ferrari, now would you, Hannah?
Oh, did you just compare yourself to a Ferrari? You can't do that.
Well, that's all the time we have today, folks. Thank you so much, John and Sharon, for coming on.
Thank you for your
insight was invaluable. I hope you guys learned something. I hope you brought back some great Thanksgiving memories. Go home, hug your parents, hug your sister, brother, dog, cat, lizard, hug all of them, and be thankful for what you've got. And if you go Black Friday shopping, do not get trampled. If you're not already following us on the Instagrams and the socials and all that, at HU Student Pubs is what you need to check out. If you have any questions, thoughts, comments, inquiries, topics, reach out to us at hushockwave@gmail.com. That's all, folks. Bye-bye.
Ooh, Shockwave Radio.